the Titans cut their quarterback room in half on Sunday. Will Levis, a second-round pick in 2023, was waived per Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, and so was Hendon Hooker, leaving only Cam Ward and Mitchell Trubisky on the initial 53, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, Trubisky having won the backup job over Levis, per Jim Wyatt at the team's website. Justin Mello at Titans-Sized reported the team could not get even a late-round pick in trade for Levis before waiving him. And by Monday, the story had finished. Both quarterbacks went unclaimed on waivers and are now free agents, part of a league-wide day in which 19 quarterbacks were waived Sunday, per an unbylined wire item carried Monday at the Ticket. The Titans anticipate signing a third quarterback to the practice squad, per Alper. An expectation, not a transaction. And as of this writing, none has been reported. So the job is Ward's without an asterisk, and the open question about him is unchanged. Which Ward shows up when the ball is live? The August 23rd game against Seattle, the reconciliation attempt our last episode pointed at, did not reconcile anything. Tennessee won 19-16, but Ward's three first-quarter series produced 3 points on 8 of 12 passing for 69 yards, and Kevin Patra at NFL.com charted all 8 completions within 10 yards of the line, with Ward going 0 for 4 on throws of 10-plus air yards. Ward's own words, per Patra, "I think just missed opportunities on some plays. Just got to be better down the field as a whole." 4 days later, the practice column answered right on schedule, 21 of 34 with 3 touchdowns and an interception in the joint practice against the Bears, per Wyatt's hand count, with rookie Carnell Tate repeatedly targeted for 7 catches and 2 scores. Ward then sat the finale, with Robert Saleh explaining the team had overshot its projected camp reps by 50 or 60 and calling camp very productive, per Wyatt. In front of him, rookie Fernando Carmona won the starting right guard job while Cordell Volson was released, per Mello. One correction from our own file. The August 23rd episode described the room behind Ward as Trubisky and Levis. It was a four-man room. Hendon Hooker had been signed back in April, per the Pro Football Rumors archive, and he threw 8 passes in the finale, per Wyatt. The room we undercounted is now, either way, a two-man room. Back in June, we framed Ward's second season as a bet Tennessee spent an entire offseason building, without underwriting the leap or fading it. And the practice versus game split we've tracked all summer is still wide open, a sharp practice column against a downfield blank in the games. The cutdown just removed every alternative to finding out. We'll check back in as week 1 takes shape. Data via NFLverse.